This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, lords. Welcome, ladies, to Throne Zone Episode 7. I'm Dazzy, along with the Phoenix and the Butcher, and I'm not sure what to do myself. We've got one episode left of this season. Hard to believe, but we're not talking about the end just yet. We only saw two storylines on display this week, but that still gives us so much to talk about. So this week, we're going to be talking about Sansa and Arya's rocky relationship, plus the North Rangers versus the Army of the Dead, plus a fucking white walking zombie, plus they killed a fucking dragon, and plus John finally bends the knee. But more importantly, we're also going to be talking about the major differences between whites and white walkers, because I think this gets overlooked a lot by some Game of Thrones fans. They don't quite understand the differences, so we're going to be talking about that later on. But
I can admit that I'm one of them.
Well, you're going to get a full lesson today. Professor Daz.
Full lesson.
Professor Daz is going to teach you all about whites and white walkers. So, we had a bit of banter to kick off the episode as the mighty Worgen North Rangers were marching along. They're marching along, see, marching along.
Marching along, singing a song.
That's a Dad's Army reference, that is. And the Hound basically told Gendry to stop moaning that he almost died because of the Brotherhood. He is a fucking great character, the Hound.
Oh,
stop,
you know,
you're whinging. I'm not whinging. Your mouth's moving and you're complaining. You're whinging.
I enjoyed this conversation with Tormund as well. I thought you called that last week.
Yeah, Tormund and the Hound have some great chemistry, especially when they were talking about Brienne. Oh, I got this lovely woman waiting for me. She's tall and blonde. You're with fucking Brienne of Tarth.
Called it last week.
I love the bit when he goes, how's she look at you? Like she wants to carve you up and eat your liver. You do know her.
How does somebody like you stay alive for this long? I'm good at killing people.
So, speaking of that, I'm so glad Tormund didn't die, because it very much looked like he was going to at one point.
Yeah, I was sort of like on the edge of like, no, he can't. He's got to shag Brienne before he dies.
Well, come on. I'm not sure which one's going to do the shagging, to be honest.
I think my greatest quote of the series has to have been this week from the Hound. It has to have been. Every lord I have met was a cunt. Don't see how the Lord of Light should be any different.
Very true. The Lord of Light does seem to be a bit of a cunt. He wanted Gendry dead. He got... what's her name? I forgot her name. How can I figure out? The Princess Shireen, he got her killed by her own dad.
Yeah.
The Lord of Light is a cunt.
What about that great moment? That great moment. And you had to feel for the lad, like, quick, you run back. You're the fastest. Give me the axe. It'll slow you down. You must be, what the fuck?
I came here to smash people with a hammer and you're telling me to run. He did get there pretty fast, though, to be fair to him.
I was thinking that. In snow, that's good going there.
Yeah, considering he'd never been there before.
Exactly.
They must have left breadcrumbs or something. That's the way back. Run.
I would have been like, I don't know. I don't remember the way back. I was like,
I did see an article with someone working out the mathematics and of the time and how fast it went by, and apparently it took Genji 8 hours to run. Now, I don't know about Genji, but I can't run for 8 hours fucking minutes. Running.
He'd rival Mo Farah, wouldn't he?
Well, it's freezing snow, and he's apparently running for 8 hours.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Nah.
Nah.
But they did capture a white pretty quickly. And he was a noisy bastard as well.
Wasn't he?
He was that noisy, Hound had to rip his friggin' jaw off. he still wouldn't
shut up. It's never a dull moment. I mean, I look back now with the Hound, and I look at it and I think, God, he could have done so much more.
Hmm.
But what they have utilised him, you know, the stuff he has done, it's just, he's absolutely phenomenal as a character.
Yeah, he's never a dull character.
No, he's not.
I thought it was actually a relief when I saw the episode, and it was just that, the first episode where he was back, just after I thought, you know, he died from his injuries. And then I messaged down saying, bloody hell, the Hound's alive, and a big smile across my face.
I was and exactly the same.
Nobody says cunt quite like the Hound.
No.
Not as much.
Oh, fuck. Every fucking chicken.
Every fucking chicken.
Give me my fucking chicken, you cunt.
Yeah. Now, thanks to Longclaw, we found out this week that when a White Walker's killed, so are the whites that created. Which is a nice little advantage for the Army of the Living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone quite realised what was going on, though. Everyone just sort of dropped dead. And then the one white that was left alive, well, sort of alive, shit itself. Oh, shit.
And then who turned that white then? The one that was still alive?
Well, one of the other White Walkers. He was just tagging along him. Mm. Another new introduction this week was a White Walker bear.
Yeah, that thing looked evil, didn't it?
It was like fucking...
Well, we said that, didn't we? We said that a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean? What else do they have?
Yeah.
We've not seen a giant yet.
No, we haven't, which means that probably was part of Bran's vision.
No, we've not seen a giant yet, but a bear. A bear?
It was nice, though, because it sort of set up what we saw at the end, that they can turn animals, but we'll get into that later on. But, Christ... The bear attacking him was like a cross between The Revenant on acid and the start of American Werewolf in London. I'm not sure how Foros escaped with just a few cuts, really. I thought his chest was going to get ripped open.
Yes.
We'll speak about Foros in a bit as well, because we then switched to Tyrion having words with Daenerys again. She's bollocking him again.
I'll tell you, she's one pissed off woman, and
she's
got issues.
I can't blame her for being pissed off, but, you know, she kind of needs to listen to reason. I mean, Tyrion's making good points, but she's just so pissed off she's not willing to listen.
Well, Tyrion is usually very good at mind games. And I'm not saying he's playing mind games with Daenerys, but he's normally really clever. But everything he's come up with this season has just come up not Trump's. It's all sort of fallen apart.
Yeah.
And
yes,
the more it happens, the less she trusts him or believes him. I mean, his main advantage is he can talk his way out of a concrete room. But even that now is sort of wearing off on Daenerys. And I think there's still part of her that believes he's still got some minor allegiance to his family.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think he has. The only allegiance he's got is Jaime.
Jaime is his only.
Him beheaded.
Oh, him and Cersei have never got along.
Well, they're gonna have that face off next week, aren't they?
Oh yes. But she wanted him dead before he even killed their dad. She never liked him.
She wanted him dead before Joffrey was killed. She wanted him dead.
He probably stole a lot of her wine as well when they were growing up. Because they're both wine drinkers.
Well, is he? He's reformed.
He's reformed until recent events, and he's hit the bottle again.
He's hit the bottle.
Oh, poor Tyrion.
Down them steps. I can't take it anymore. Wine! More wine!
It was like when they first arrived on Dragonstone, and then he just saw the steps. He was probably thinking, there's got to be a buttload of wine up there.
Yeah.
Not walking all up these stairs for nothing.
Varys, fetch the wine.
Fetch the wine.
We're going to need it.
Lots of it.
So, obviously, the raven reached Daenerys pretty quickly as well. According to those mathematics, a raven can reach the Dragonstone from the wall in about a day. So that just doesn't add up, because apparently Gendry can make it back in 8 hours, but the raven can take a full day to get there.
Exactly, yeah, I actually thought that. For the moment he gets there, he says, send the raven! And then all of a sudden, she was on the back of a dragon, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That's 32 hours, they were basically stranded.
Yeah, I know we've talked about how fast the series has gone, but I think this one in particular could have taken two episodes.
It's got a lot of flaws, this series. Not in terms of what they've given us, it's enough. But in terms of wasted footage, I've not seen a series like it, in all honesty.
There are
so many gaps.
That definitely should have gone on for a lot longer than they did.
We definitely should have had at least another four episodes in this series. Based on stuff, you know what I mean, that's gone amiss.
Every episode in this series, I can pretty much cope with how fast they've gone by, because we haven't really lost that much. But this one, we definitely did need two episodes to cover.
I think as soon as the show starts, you can't wait for it to finish and be next week. that's just the way it is. Like, seven episodes, let's start it, finish it, let's be next week.
This is the beauty of binge watching.
Oh.
I was only able to binge watch the first three seasons to catch up, and then from series four onwards, it's been one a week. I'm like, I can't fucking wait.
I know, I was the same when season one through
six. Well, it was alright for you. You had about six seasons to catch up on before you started watching it.
and now I'm like, I want to bloody watch Game of Thrones, but I've still got to wait another bloody 5 days yet.
So again, Tyrion's trying to talk her out of riding into battle with her dragons. Like, what if you die? What if he dies? Fair enough.
It will all be for nothing.
Yeah.
If you die, then everything is done.
Very good.
Ah, well, I'll still have the two dragons. Three. Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
It was a fucking great scene, though. Actually, we'll get into that in a sec, because first we've got to talk about that siege. Well, Foros died, which was a bit overlooked, if I'm honest, because of everything else that happened in the episode. I'm going to miss Foros. I liked him.
Yeah.
He's a nice little character. But everything went to shit because the Hound can't behave like an adult.
I took that, and I thought it was funny when the first one he threw smacked the dude in the jaw. It fell off, and he was just like, okay, what else you got?
I just thought he just chucks it and it just slides across the ice to his feet and just looks down.
I'll tell you what else he got. Up. A bigger fucking stone.
I'm not saying it. And it's just everyone basically just looks on as if to say, why'd you do that? And then all of a sudden he just goes, fuck.
It's frozen over again. We can walk on it. Shit.
He calls him a cunt, and then he throws the first one. He calls him, he just goes, oh, fuck.
He can't help himself, can he?
No.
But do you know what? The one that he hit with a stone and knocked his jaw off, I'm sure he's the one that tried to kill him after. He's a resourceful bastard. That I'm going to call him Chinless. It's a James Ellsworth zombie. He's got no chin. So then, of course, Daenerys to the rescue, and that was the best entrance ever. Just,
you know what?
John ducking down.
I got this uncontrollable. You know that feel good factor when your belly just goes all weird? That butterfly. I get it every time. Just the music kicks in.
The first fire blast.
Oh, so good.
We didn't even hear Jacaris this time. It was just massive fire.
Oh, she was fueled, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She had a proper pet talk, didn't she, before the battle. Right, guys, this is it. This is our moment.
Well, that was
no Dracarys, just breathe fire.
That was the first time we'd seen all three of them attack at once.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat throughout that entire thing. Doesn't happen very often.
That was amazing,
but...
Oh, it was. Now,
well, I think it kicked in, didn't it? It kicked in at about 50, 58 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long one this week. I think it was very between 60 and 80. It wasn't quite 80 because next week's is 80 minutes long. It's the longest episode ever, so this one was just shy.
I think it's the hardest episode to talk on, to be honest with you.
How long would it take for the dragons to get from Dragonstone up to the...
Apparently, according to these mathematics that I read, we're going back to the article, they have a top speed of 195 miles an hour. So I'm surprised Daenerys didn't get whiplash.
It's like me and me dragons are arc evolved.
Yeah. Or maybe hypothermia at least, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think John's got hypothermia now, to be honest, but I'm assuming there's dartboards in the taverns in Westeros and the Night King was once a man. Because I can't help but wonder if when he hit Viserion with that spear, a small part of him in the back of his head went 180.
After the episode ended, I was sat on my chair for an hour at least.
I wasn't on a chair, I was rocking in the corner.
Because we all thought it was going to be Drogon, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we said that a few weeks ago.
I was sat on my chair thinking, wait, it couldn't have been Drogon that they killed because Daenerys always rides him. So which one was it? So is it Rhaegal or
Viserion? Viserion.
Yeah, they never actually said which one it was. It was written which one it was.
I looked it up and then it said, Viserion's death, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, right.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell by looking at them because one's green, one's orange, but they both look sort of silvery.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've all got, the horns sticking out of every orifice.
Yeah,
I have a question. I want your two and I want your analysis both on this, because where the fuck did they get the chains from?
I think I saw someone post that as well not long ago.
Yeah,
I
really want everyone's to know been asking that. And this
three big bloody chains.
They seem to get nothing out of nowhere. I'm like, where the hell did they get all those spears from to take a dragon down?
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, time goes by fast, so they could have gone back to where they came from, brought the chains, and then come back to pick up Viserion. Or it could play into the theory that Bran is the Night King, and he knew it was all going to happen, so he came prepared.
Do you know what? How can this be possible? I can see the strong resemblance.
Yeah, no one else in Westeros has got a nose like that.
But how? How would it be possible?
Is it just me, or does the Night King actually look different from like this past week to like season?
Yes, six? It's a different actor from season 4 and 5, I think, and season 6 and 7 has had a different actor. In season 4 and 5, it was the guy that played Joe Chill in Batman Begins.
Oh,
I can't remember his name. But it's the one that plays him now is a Vladimir something.
He's a Russian.
So that's why he looks a bit different. He's a different actor.
Well, as long as it's not just me then.
No, but I think they may have deliberately changed it because they knew that they were going to identify him as someone else. So because like I say, he does bear a very strong resemblance to Bran.
It does, doesn't it? This is what this, I don't know.
And it'll would be explain, like that famous. How he always knows he can when Bran walks or he goes into a vision or something, the Night King always spots him. He knows where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you shouldn't be able to spot anyone that like the Three-Eyed Raven. He can't be spotted by anyone else.
How would that be possible, though? This it's gonna leave me with a big head fuck.
Is it because of when Bran was in the walking in the thing and then the Night King touched him? He's was he able to? Not only find out where he is, but find out where he is like all the time type of thing.
Yeah, possibly. But the theory is that he goes back and walks into the first man that the Children of the Forest turned into the White Walker, gets trapped in his body, and then he effectively becomes trapped as the Night King.
Mm.
Which means, if he knows everything, he knows this is going to happen, and he's still letting it happen. Which also means that if Jamie had pushed him just a little bit harder in season one, he could have prevented all of this.
Fucking Jamie.
Jamie could have saved everyone.
In the defense, Dumbledore seems to know what happened to him within Harry Potter's life, so, and did nothing about it.
True.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know.
But that was a brutal death for Zerin. The spear hit whatever was inside of him that helps him generate fire, and that just blew up. So the fire went everywhere, and then there's blood gushing out, and he crashes into the ice and goes under the ice.
I've got a theory now, right? Obviously now they've got a dragon that is going to breathe ice storm. What if now, obviously, he uses that dragon to literally turn everything to, like, ice?
Well, to be honest, we're not entirely sure what ice Viserion is capable of yet.
Do you think we're going to see a fate? Do you think we're going to see much? I don't think we'll see much of it in the next episode.
I'm expecting. One thing I'm pretty sure of is Ice Viserion, that's his new name now, is going to smash through the wall or break it down.
Wow.
Which means the Night's Watch is fucked.
I am going to say this. I thought there was a dragon hidden in the wall.
Well, bang goes the theory.
Theories. The walkers are going to walk.
Around the wall. Yeah.
Around the lake. Yeah. No, they're not, though, are they?
There is some secret theories out there. I'm sure Dave Meltzer watches Game of Thrones.
100%. 100%. He's its biggest fan, and he's got his own theories.
There is one moment I loved about Viserion's death, and it was a good thing, was John's reaction. He just turns around and gives the Night King a proper death stare.
Yeah.
He's like,
you motherfucker. I'm going to chop your bloody head off. He went to walk over to him, didn't he, and start battling him.
That were my lady's baby.
Yeah. No, it can't be.
It can't be Jaunty's auntie.
It's auntie. This is auntie.
Do you know what?
That stare they had, and I was like, no! No! Don't do it, John!
I've seen a lot of people complaining that Viserion died because John took so long being a hero and didn't jump straight on Drogon's back. If he hadn't gone to fight him off, they would have swamped the dragon.
He had to fight him off. Get attached, don't they? You know what I mean? Jon Snow's fault! You bastard, Jon! You bastard!
Right, well, if he hadn't fought him off, they would have attacked the dragon. And then you wouldn't have been able to fly off.
Calling him a bastard isn't going to offend him, because he said it after other people.
Yeah, I'm a bastard. Yeah. The thing is, though, Jon, you're not a bastard.
Well, he doesn't know that, though.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a sec, because we're going to go to our first break now. And when we come back, we shall be talking about a very intimate scene between auntie and nephew. And we're also going to be talking about a rocky relationship between sisters. And we're also going to be talking about the differences between whites and white walkers. So stay tuned if you're quite confused, because we will explain everything right after this.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast, every Sunday, bringing you 100% news, 100% banter. We give you no less than 100% every week, interviewing the best and up-and-coming wrestling talent there is in the world.
Hi, this is Ring of Honor superstar Adam Cole.
Hey guys, this is Justin Rosero from the Place to Be Podcast.
This is the People's Princess, Nadia Sapphire.
Hi, this is Rob Schamberger.
This is Shiloh Jones.
Hi, wrestling fans. This is the Alpha Female.
Hey, guys. This is Jake Tuck, formerly known as WWE Tyler Rex.
Hello, pro wrestling fans. This is pro wrestler The Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts telling you, if you don't know it, you're listening to the Sunday Segue Wrestling Podcast. Keep doing it, or else. Trust me.
Welcome back to Throne Zone Episode 7. We're talking about Episode 6, which was called North of the Wall. And a lot of shit happened north of the wall. Daenerys had to come to the rescue for Jon. Jon's always getting rescued for such a great warrior. But then he ends up...
Exactly.
Yeah, he ends up in bed. And Daenerys finally sees his stab wounds. And he's got, obviously, a massive one over his heart. And somehow it made her hornier.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Game of Thrones is the only show that could possibly make people excited by the concept of incest.
I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how Bran felt, you know what I mean? No. I've got these visions. I can't continue.
Well, he's already seen his sister. Bran just like, this is better than Pornhub.
It's amazing.
Yeah, obviously we know that they're related, but that's just in the back of your mind because you're looking at it and you think there is chemistry. You know, they do make a good couple, but there's just that little thing about them being related that fucks the whole thing up.
I don't know how Drogon's gonna feel about sleeping in the middle.
Yeah.
Drogon and Rhaegal.
Yeah. Drogon's. Do I call you cousin now or dad?
It's going to be like you've got a dog, right? you've got a dog and you're having your wicked way with your missus. And your dog's either at the end of the bed, the bottom of the bed, the foot of the bed, or he's by the door. That's going to be Drogon. They're at it again.
Rhaegal, come here.
Listen to that. The funny thing is, he doesn't know that it is Anzi.
Wait, does that mean we're in bed awesome. Too? No, we were hatched.
We were hatched. We're safe. Safe as houses.
Oh, God. So, John has technically bent the knee, although he didn't do it physically because he's bedbound. And as Daenerys asks, you know, what's an Overlord's going to think? They're not going to be too happy, are they?
Nope. But they will follow you.
The other week, she was like, is there safety more important than your pride? And, you know, she was bloody adamant about having him bend the knee.
Mm.
Now all of a sudden, she's like, oh, well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
It's a difficult one. I think do you see Sansa bending a knee?
No.
No.
No. Still find John on the whole ending anything.
I don't think John really realizes how stubborn the Northern Lords are.
Nope.
I mean, they gave him shit about going there in the first place. They're going to crucify him if he ever goes back.
They're going to go nuts, aren't they?
Yeah. And they're going to go even more nuts when they find out he's not even a Stark. Well, he's past Stark, but he's legitimately a Targaryen.
Uncle Benji.
Well, you've got to mention Uncle Benji.
Exactly. Could someone please explain to me, right? Because maybe I need to pay a bit more attention to Game of Thrones. Or maybe I've missed something. But is Uncle Benji a fucked up character?
He is, well.
Because
he is a bit.
I honestly don't know his background.
We saw him in season one with Night's Watch.
Yeah.
And then he goes north.
Yeah.
Or the wall. And then we don't see him again until last season when he came to save Bran.
Save Bran, yeah. And that's what I mean. It's kind of a...
But between there, something happened with a White Walker and he sort of half turned into one, but not turning any further. So he's sort of trapped between Night Walker and human. Or was, yeah. And then he just sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, he's always there. He's convenient. He just happened to be there to save Bran. He just happened to be there to save Jon.
Cool character. He's got a look of like a wraith, about him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's cool, man. It's that image where you just see, obviously, him wielding that freaking thing like a chain with the fire on the whole back of a horse. You're like, this is cool. This is cool. And then he just picks John up. Get on the horse. Uncle Benji. No. He said, come with me. I can't. Not enough time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, it's going to die. It's going to die.
Someone came up with the it's a Titanic theory all over again. He could have fit two people on that horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Uncle Benjen, who also got an overlooked death thanks to Viserion. Nothing trumped the dragon dying this week.
We knew it was coming, but we just wasn't expecting it to be as dramatic as it was.
It didn't hurt me as much as it should have done, because there's bastards out there that like to leak things.
Yeah. If it had been Drogon, I'd have gone nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Drogon, you know, they can't talk, but you know that's the lead dragon. That's Daenerys's big baby.
Hmm.
You know? And you kind of look at it and you think, no, it's actually going to be quite cool for the walkers to have a dragon, you know what I mean? And not just any dragon, it's like a zombie dragon. It's going to be cool.
We knew it was going to be coming. I just don't think that when it did,
we theorized it was coming. The problem is, when the episode got leaked in Spain, you dickheads, people uploaded clips onto YouTube. And they were coming up on my recommendations, so I was skipping spoilers, and then I just saw one glimpse of a blue dragon eye. I thought, you fucking cunts.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew it was coming, so it spoiled it a little bit for me.
Well, I caught something earlier on about the finale.
Nothing's going to overshadow it, though.
Because that's been leaked, doesn't it?
Well, the script has been leaked, but I don't know if they've actually leaked the episode. Leaked. They threatened to do it. But this brings me to the point, if HBO was smart, they'd just air the episode straight away as soon as it gets leaked, beat them to it.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd get massive ratings. But that goes back to, if HBO was smart, they wouldn't leak their own shit.
Nope.
I bet somebody's gone and been fired in that HBO Spain now.
Why would you send an upcoming episode to a different country 5 days early?
It'd be like, you fucking stupid idiot. Get the fuck out.
Right, let's switch to the other storyline that we saw this week, because we only had two. We had the North battle and everything, and then we had Arya and Sansa's relationship getting a bit rockier. Arya pretty much just threatened Sansa with, I'm going to kill you.
I wish she had.
I thought she was going to, you know. She grabbed the dagger off the desk.
But that's the thing.
Like, the
Arya's going to
do it.
Is she, or is she seeing through Littlefinger's bullshit and she's giving Sansa that dagger to prepare herself? I'm not sure how to read it.
I think we're in for a twisty finale. It's gonna leave me head a bit baffled.
I
love this Arya. I think
she is awesome.
So good. Do you know what I mean? There's no emotion in her face.
Yeah, she wasn't blinking. She wasn't.
No.
She was nothing. She was, and then she slowly walked around, grabbed the dagger, walked over to Sansa, and I'm like, bloody hell, she's going to kill her now.
Yeah, and we never see her hand anymore. They're always behind her back. I'm fairly confident next week we might see Littlefinger get. Yeah.
I think he's gonna get it. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, they do.
Well, we've got to have a major death next week. I know we've had the dragon this week, but like a major human character has to die next week. It's the finale. We haven't really had that many deaths.
Littlefinger trying to basically get in the head of Sansa and tell order Brienne to execute Arya.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm not
sure. You know, she can manipulate Sansa, but she can't. But Arya just sees right through his bullshit.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not entirely sure why Sansa would send Brienne to King's Landing, and I'm not really very hopeful for Brienne going to King's Landing. I mean, fair enough, she can handle herself.
I don't know why she sent her there either. It's completely thrown me off.
Can you imagine if Brienne has to fight the mountain and in comes the Hound? Or Tormund?
You killed my brother!
I'll be like, oh, I'm going to mile mark out. I will have my
I'll finally get out. The Battle of the Clegane next week.
Oh, it'll be just, it'll be so good.
Well, they are in a dragon pit, which is where next week's episode is set.
Yeah, it is.
We did see the Unsullied in the teaser as well, with the Dothraki marching, well, not marching, galloping behind them and going around them. So maybe there's a big battle next week.
I'm not going to moan.
Unsullied, episode 2, when they took over...
Yeah, we may need an episode to find out how the Unsullied get off Castle Rock.
Yeah. Still haven't seen anything.
Yeah, we're going to get a face off with Euron and Theon.
Do you know what else we haven't seen for weeks is Euron. He came in as this mad bastard. We haven't seen him for like 3 weeks.
No. It's a shame as well, to be honest with you, because, I mean, he's a bastard. But he's a dangerous. But I wish we could have seen a lot more of him, to be honest with you.
Mm. I kind of hope he doesn't die, because I want to see a bit more of his bastardry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also want to know what the hell's happened to Yara.
So this is the thing with me. It's too much. This is the main issue, I think, with me with this season. It's too many revert back to it. You know what I mean? Gaps and...
Yeah, we definitely did need more episodes because there's so much going on.
Too much silence. I mean, the mountain's not being seen. He's still torturing the nun.
Yeah.
Either more episodes or have the episodes go on longer.
Yeah, maybe they all should have been 80 minutes long.
Yeah, even Cersei, to a degree.
Yeah, we saw nothing of her this week.
But, you know what I mean, it's... I know. Obviously, because we're very lucky. I'm not going to moan about it. We're very, very lucky to have a show that has so many different characters, and you could say so many different storylines.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you were going to shoot a fucking series on fucking every single fucking family and fucking house, you get about 100 fucking seasons.
Mm.
You know. Mm. So we are lucky. It's just a case of. There's just little gaps which for me are big points.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's probably not a big issue to other people, but to me it's kind of like you say, if they'd have done 80 minutes an episode, you potentially then throwing in an extra two episodes. You know.
Which to me
is not a bad thing.
Even if it's just a mountain sitting in a dungeon drinking a cup of tea, at least we know what he's up to.
Well, apparently the finale is 77 minutes from what I've read.
Yeah, 77, 79, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. This week's 71 minutes.
Yeah.
71. You know, it's...
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Maybe next season, more. Because there's only 6 episodes in the final season. Maybe that'll be 80 minutes every episode.
I just don't know how I'm gonna. People might think, God, man, pull yourself together. I don't know how I'm gonna function.
I don't know what to do myself when it all ends.
I'm gonna have to start watching it all over again. That's what
I think. The very last episode of the whole series, I believe. I call it a gut feeling, but I think that's gonna go on for 2 hours. You know.
The very last scene will be George Martin just closing the book, going, and they all died.
Dead.
One episode of one person from Westeros, and then they get just, and it's like a freeze frame.
Yeah. Before we get into the differences between whites and white walkers, just one quick bit of dialogue that we've got to talk about where between Tormund and Jon that I loved. When Tormund goes, south smells like shit. You never been south. I've been to Winterfell. That's enough. Oh, poor Tormund. Right. Okay, so the differences between Whites and White Walkers. Now, first of all, Whites are essentially zombies. They're dead bodies reanimated by White Walkers. They can be killed by fire, dragon glass, and Valyrian steel. If the White Walker that created them, as we found out this week, is destroyed, the Whites that he created are all killed as well. A White Walker doesn't need to touch bodies to turn them into Whites. They only need to be near them, like we saw the Night King in Season 4, raising his arms and all these fucking corpses stood up. So that doesn't that doesn't bite too well if Viserion lands by a load of bodies. And now White Walkers, they're a bit more conscious. They're dead or alive, they're turned into White Walkers when they're touched by presumably only the Night King, because we've only seen him turn people into White Walkers so far. A White Walker can be killed by Dragon Glass and Valyrian Steel, but unlike the Whites, they're immune to fire. They can manipulate fire and pass through it, which we've seen the Night King do a couple of times. So with this knowledge, Viserion is not a White. He wasn't reanimated because the Night King was close to him. The Night King touched him. Therefore, Viserion is a White Walker dragon, which means he's fireproof. So bang goes the idea that Drogon and Rhaegal can just barbecue their brother and we're back to square one. Which also means only Valyrian Steel and Dragonglass can kill Viserion, but I'm assuming he's still got
Dragonhide. Or they kill the king.
Or they kill the Night King and then everyone he's turned, bang. But unless they do kill the Night King, Viserion's going to be a bastard to kill, because obviously he's a dragon, so he's got thick skin. So I'm not sure if Dragonglass or Valyrian Steel can even get through his hide. So there you go. There's the differences between Whites and White Walkers. Whites are also pretty stupid.
Very stupid.
And they don't care if you throw stones at them and knock their jaws off. So there you go. So next week, it's the season finale. And judging from the teaser, shit is kicking off. The tension will be thicker than Littlefinger's accent next week as Cersei and Jaime finally meet with Daenerys, Jon, and Tyrion. We didn't get any.
We're in for a stormer, I think.
Yeah, we didn't get any preview of the dialogue from this episode. Literally, all we got was Jon at the end saying, "The Great War is here. There's only one war that matters."
Or Jon Snow.
I just kind of hope Cersei's not going to be stupid enough to get personal with them and just, when she sees the Whites, right, okay, let's take care of these bastards first, and then we'll get back to our shit. But she's also a stubborn bitch.
No, she's not going to, man. She's going to use the walkers, man. She's going to use them to her advantage, because she'll see it that obviously the walkers can't be stopped, but her fight isn't with the walkers. Her fight is with her enemies. So. Mm-hmm. If the walkers can grind down her enemies, then it makes it easy. She'll just pick up the pieces, won't she? But then she's still going to have to fight the walkers herself.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's going to think that she can just use wildfire, but I don't think she realizes white walkers are fireproof. Even dragonfire, wildfire, I think they'd be immune to.
We're in for a fun.
It is going to be a tense finale.
It is.
So, that is the end of the show. Thank you for joining us, and feel free to like and follow us. You can find my bannermen on social media. The Phoenix is at...
The Phoenix 626.
And you can find The Butcher at...
Find me at 69 Butcher.
And you can find me at Dazzy Brand and at Dazzy MWP. You can, of course, send us a raven. It'll reach us in about 2 seconds at ThroneZone UK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/ThroneZone. Don't forget, we're not just Game of Thrones fans. If you also like wrestling, be sure to check out the Max Wrestling podcast tomorrow as we look back on SummerSlam, Raw and SmackDown on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes and Facebook. For more info on that, go to maxwrestling.wix.com/maxwrestling. So we will be back next week as we reach the end of our first series and look back on what has shaped up to be an epic season finale. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Don't throw stones at zombies.
is only one war that matters, and it is here.